Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. Tonight on this Christmas Eve, it's my joy to have just a few moments to gather ourselves around God's Word and to spend some time reflecting upon the story of this night. And so if you have your Bibles with you, I'd invite you to get those out now. If you have your phone, maybe you have the Bible app, I would invite you to pull that out now at this time. I know it's dark in here, but if you want a hard copy of God's Word, we have a few on the back worship center there. You can find that as well. We're going to look tonight at two different scripture passages. The first is the Christmas story as told by the Gospel of Luke. And so Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Luke's found in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and then Luke. Then we're also going to look at a couple of verses in the next book of the Bible, which is the book of John. And so Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. And so those will be our two passages that we'll be looking at this evening. But before we do, would you please join me in prayer? God, on this night, it is indeed a gift to be able to study your word and to talk about it, to read it, to think well about it. And God, we hope that in these moments that we share together, to continue to be transformed and shaped and molded by your word. And so as we read it, as we study it, as we think well about it, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would lead and guide. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, this is the story that we celebrate tonight. Listen with me to these words from the book that we love. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so everyone went to their own town to register. Joseph also went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to be registered with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there is no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all people on whom his favor rests." And then a couple of verses from the Gospel of John, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him does not stand condemned, but whoever does not believe in him stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Amen. So tonight I'm curious. We are again here on this stage. And if you've been with us throughout this season at Westview in this Advent season, you know that we have had this stage filled with these gifts. At times they've been scattered all the way across the stage. We've moved them back for the Christmas program, and now they're around the Christmas trees and along the cross here. And it makes me wonder this morning. I have a question for you. The question is this: who of us here loves to open gifts? Who loves that process of opening gifts? Yeah, I see some of us here. Maybe, and I'm wondering why you love to open gifts. Maybe you like to open gifts because you love to see all the different colors of wrapping paper and all the different designs. I mean, we look here, there are so many different kinds of wrapping paper here. Maybe you love that, or maybe you love the anticipation. You know, what is in these boxes, right? And we wonder, we see a gift, you know, this size, and we're like, well, what is in here? Or maybe we're wondering, what is in this box? Maybe some of us just love the process. We love that process where if it's like our home, you start youngest first. Anybody else do that? And then it finally is your turn, and you love with a great excitement. It finally comes to you, and you get that present, and you get that present in your hands, and you think, oh, yes, it is showtime, right? Maybe some of us, you know, I've seen some of you open gifts before. Some of you are like baby velociraptors, right? You just... And you begin to get a load of confetti on the floor, yes? Some of you, I've seen others of you open presents, and maybe you're like, oh, the wrapping paper is so nice. And so you take your finger and you just slowly go along the seam here like this, because you're like, oh, but it's so pretty, right? And I got to save this wrapping paper. And some of you, I know some of you are like, I'm going to reuse this, right? Dutch much? Yes, right? I get it, right? But maybe some of us love to open presents because we like the challenge of it. You know, you get the paper off, and the next thing you find is that there's that duct tape or the packaging tape, yes? And it is like, how do I get it? You start to pull it open, and you know that's the moment when dads shine, right? And uncles shine, because what do? They pull out the pocket knife, right? Who needs the knife, right? So some of us love that, but maybe some of us love to open presents because we just love that moment itself. You love that climactic moment when the box is finally unwrapped and you finally have gotten it open with the knife, and now you pulled out all the tissue paper, and now you stick your hand in there and you pull it out, and voila, there it is, the gift. I'm wondering, let me see hands again. Who loves that process? Who loves that moment? Who loves to open gifts? Not me. I'm serious. I'm not a Scrooge. But my family will testify, and the staff here at Westview will testify, I really don't enjoy opening gifts. Here's why. I don't like the focus on me. Everyone watching, waiting for the reaction. I don't like having the pressure to open and then have the socially acceptable, obligated response. You know what I'm talking about? You know that split second when you open the gift and you have to figure out what it is in that moment, and in that same split second, you have to have the appropriate response. Some of you know this, yes? And that, for me, that is pressure. And I don't like it. Hey, because in that moment, you have to open it up, you have to figure out, oh, sentimental gift. Aw, thank you. Or it's a gift that you maybe even had a hand picking out. You're like, all right, this is what I was hoping for, right? Or maybe it's an inside joke gift, and you have to come over to, oh, that's great, yeah, I remember that. Or sometimes, you know, when you don't know what it is, you have to say, wow, that's not what I was expecting. But it's all these responses in that split second, that pressure. And I tell you, have you ever had the torture of getting the response wrong? When you laugh at a sentimental gift, Or you're kind of clueless about the gift that was supposed to be some sort of memory from long ago. I mean, it's too much pressure. It's just not for me. Now, don't get me wrong here. Don't get me wrong. I like receiving gifts. And so if any of you are like, we're never going to give Pastor Josh another gift. No, I like getting gifts. I like receiving gifts. It's just the opening them is just not my favorite. But I know that's just me. I know that I am probably in the vast minority here tonight. I know that for many of us, maybe even most of us, we find great joy in opening gifts. In fact, our great joy might look like this guy here on the screen. I remember exactly that moment. That picture proves that there was a time where I maybe did enjoy the split second of revealing the gift. I remember that is my freshman year. I had braces going on, freshman Christmas, and that was a Charlotte Hornets purple Alonzo Mourning jersey. It was sweet. And that was the appropriate response. I was so excited to have that. Now here's the thing. Whether we enjoy the actual act of opening a gift or not, there is for many of us, if not most of us, maybe even all of us, there is great joy in receiving a gift. And what brings us great joy on this Christmas Eve is that there is a gift for every single one of us. And I'm sorry if you're thinking, oh yeah, we see them here on the stage. What's inside these boxes, right? I've had so many people over the last month ask me, what's inside? What's inside those boxes? What's in there? Nothing. There's nothing in there. But I was kind of tempted. I told a few people, I was kind of tempted to say tonight, kids, one of the boxes has a PlayStation 5. Go find it. And then we would get out of the way and see what they tear in. We see little mini velociraptors going crazy. Yes? Right? And so there's a gift out there, but this isn't Oprah, right? This isn't something not taped underneath one of your lucky chairs. And this isn't one of those situations where I get to say, you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car, and everybody gets a car. You know that meme, right? No car for you tonight. Sorry. But what I do get to tell you tonight is about a gift that has come. A gift that is for every single one of us here tonight. And that gift is a child. A child that is born in Bethlehem. A child whose name is Jesus. And he is the gift for the world. Leading up to this Christmas Eve is a season called Advent. And during this season of Advent here at Westview, we have been naming amongst all of these gifts on stage, amongst the season of gift giving, where we give gifts to family and friends and teachers and coworkers and classmates and volunteers, we've named that in the season of gifts that Jesus is the gift. And we've been looking at scripture passages, and we've been looking at different people, and we've been looking at different situations and scenarios and seeing how Jesus is the gift for them. And as we have related to them, how then Jesus is the gift for us. Several weeks ago, we were with Zechariah and Elizabeth. And we heard that Jesus is the gift for the brokenhearted. And that brought us comfort because there's some of us, maybe many of us, who know what it's like to be brokenhearted. And Jesus was the gift to them. He's the gift to us. We were with Mary and Joseph. And we saw how Jesus is the gift for the planners. They had plans, and those plans just fell apart. And some of us know what that's like. We saw with the Magi that Jesus is the gift for the seekers. Right? They asked the question, where is he? And some of us have asked that question as well. And just this past Sunday, we were blessed to see that Jesus is the gift for the outsiders, as we talked about those shepherds who are on the fringe of society, who are on the outside looking in. But tonight there's more. Tonight, I get to declare, along with the angel, that there is good news of great joy that is for us. And not just for us, but for all of us. And not just for all of us, for all the people. See, Jesus, who is born this night, he is not only the gift for the brokenhearted. He's not only the gift for the planners. He's not only the gift for the seekers and the outsiders. Jesus is the gift for the whole world. I'm not sure if there's anything that could be any clearer in those few verses we looked at in John's Gospel. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times John uses the phrase, the world. Verse 16, verse 17, the world, the world, the world, the world. The Greek word there for world is the word cosmos. Think of our word cosmos. And the definition of that Greek word cosmos or cosmos says this. Cosmos is defined as the sum total of all created beings in heaven and earth. Let me read that again. Cosmos is the sum total of all created beings in heaven and earth. Now that encompasses every one of everything. Wouldn't you agree? And John says, the world, the world, the world, the whole world. And along with that, John repeats another word. He says over and over again the word, whoever. Whoever. Whoever is this wide net invitation word with no filters, no restrictions, no limitations, right? We maybe say, whoever wants to come to the park, come at 3 o'clock. And whoever comes, comes. We say, whoever wants to hang out on the patio tonight and hang out and talk, come on over, right? That's a wide open invitation. And we might have they come and they might come and they might come. It's whoever. That's what whoever is. And the gift of Jesus Christ who is born this night is a gift for whoever in the world. Whoever in the cosmos. You catching this? The good news of great joy that will be for all the people means that whoever, anyone and everyone, any and all who are a part of the sum total of all created beings in heaven and on earth, that's who's included. And so let's be very clear about that. When we talk about whoever in the world, that includes the rich and the poor. When we talk about the whoever in the whole world, that includes the young and the old. When we talk about the whoever in the world, that includes the friendly and the feisty. It includes the athletic and the musical. That includes those who are brainiacs and get good grades without studying and those of us who have to study hard each night. When we talk about the whoever in the whole world, we're talking about the weary and the energized, the flamboyant and the reserved. We're talking about those who give their life in service and those who don't do anything. Let's be very clear about this tonight. When we talk about whoever in the world, that includes the person who finds themselves sitting in a church each Sunday and the person who maybe comes once or twice a year. It includes those who profess their love for God and maybe spend time each day in His Word, and it includes those who are still trying to figure out this whole religion thing. Let's be very clear tonight. When we talk about the whoever in the whole world, when John writes this and records Jesus' words, the whoever in the world, you know who else that includes? That includes you and me. That includes you and me, every single one of us here tonight. Whether Westview is your church home, or maybe you're here visiting family, or maybe you're just looking for a place to come and worship on Christmas Eve, the good news of great joy this evening that Jesus is born this night, He is a gift for us all. Because God so loved the cosmos. God so loved the world. That includes you and me, does it not? God so loved the world. That means God so loves you. God doesn't just love one nation. God doesn't just love those who are good people. God's love is not just doled out to those of a certain ethnicity or race. God's love is not just given to those of a specific segment of the population or those who participate in certain things. John records Jesus saying this, God so loved the world, period. I love this quote from St. Augustine. St. Augustine is this theologian of the church way back in the early part of the church. You're talking like 400 AD. And this is one thing he wrote. He wrote lots of great things, but we're going to put this quote on the screen. Check this out. God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us to love. Isn't that good? See, God's love is so great for you. It is as if you were the only person in the world. That's how great God's love is for you. And because He loves you, and because He loves me, and because He loves this world, God gives the world the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Because this world has a problem. This world has an inherent problem. This problem has been going on since the first act of disobedience with Adam and Eve in the garden. The fall of creation. And what happened is that sin entered into this world. Sin has stained this world. And sin leads to judgment. And judgment leads to condemnation. And condemnation involves eternal death and punishment. And we who are a part of this world, this is our reality. It's a reality for every single one of us. We all are born with this sinful nature, which means that sin's effects are our predisposed reality. And sin's consequences are our predisposed pathway. We stand condemned already. None of us escapes this. This is the reality for the whole world. But we heard a minute ago, God loves the world. God loves the world. God loves you and God loves me so much so that He sends the world a gift this night. And that gift is Jesus. It's a gift given so that we would not perish. It's a gift given so that we would not be condemned. It's a gift given so that we might be saved. Friends, the gift is Jesus Christ. This is God's gift to the whole world. And this is why we celebrate tonight. Jesus is God's gift for you and for me, for the world. Now you might be like me, and you might not like opening presents. Or maybe you do. But the one thing is the same for all of us. You know, when we gather around with our families and we're around the Christmas tree and, you know, maybe we have the little ones or the ones that are the ones fetching the presents and it's your turn, what happens for all of us is they go and get a gift, has our name on it, they find us in the room and they hold the gift out there. And in that moment, there's only one thing we can do, one thing we must do, and that's receive it. The gift is held out, and we can receive it. And the same thing is true with God's gift of Jesus Christ. God sends His one and only Son into this world. God is holding His Son out there before each and every one of us. And all it takes for us is to receive it. Don't have to open anything. Don't have to have the pressure of people watching. Don't have to have a socially acceptable response. All we have to do is to receive. And to receive it, John says to receive it, to receive the gift is to believe in the gift. John says it this way, verse 16, he says, whoever, there's a word again, right? Anyone, any one of us, every single one of us, each of us can receive the gift. Verse 16 says, whoever believes in Him. Verse 18 says the exact same thing. Whoever believes in Him, whoever believes in the name of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, the gift of this world, to believe is how we receive. And to believe is more than just having this factual knowledge about Jesus. It's more than just knowing stuff that we can pass the quiz, right? It's more than just knowing things about Jesus, like, oh, he was born in Bethlehem, he grew up in Nazareth, he died probably around 33, and he had 12 disciples. No, to believe is more than just factual knowledge. To believe is that we put our trust in Jesus. To believe is that we put our confidence in Jesus. To believe is that we put our hope in Jesus. To believe says that I recognize that sin is a reality for me. Sin is a reality in my life, that I stand condemned already, but I trust and I believe and I have faith and I have confidence and I have hope that in Jesus Christ and in Him alone, He can and will save me from my sins, that we are saved through Him. See, when we believe, condemnation is no longer our fate. When we believe, sin no longer has the final say. When we believe, salvation is ours. Friends, that is the gift of God this night through Jesus Christ, that is a gift for you and for me and this whole world, that when we believe, the gift is eternal life with our God. And that's why we call Jesus the gift. Friends, on this Christmas Eve, we proclaim that Jesus is the gift for whoever in the world. The gift for all people. The gift for you and for me. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That, my friends, is a gift worth receiving, wouldn't you say? And I pray that we would all receive this gift of Jesus tonight. May we believe in the gift that God offers to us. May we find in this gift hope and joy and peace and life. For Jesus Christ, He is the gift for the world. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.